For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump tells reporters on Air Force One he plans to announce his nominee to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy on July 9th. He was asked if he will interview those candidates about Roe versus Wade.
It's a great group of intellectual talent, but we really, they are generally conservative. I'm not going to ask him that question, by the way. That's not a question I'll be asking. But it is a group of very highly talented, very brilliant, mostly conservative judges.
The president says two women are on the list of at least five potential nominees. No bail for 38-year-old Jared Ramos, who was charged on Friday with five counts of first-degree murder after the Thursday shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The president's emerging trade war has already prompted Harley-Davidson to announce it will move production of its motorcycles abroad. And now, Polaris, the manufacturer of Indian motorcycles, says it's considering doing the same thing. General Motors, meantime, has warned that it could be forced to eliminate jobs and raise prices on its cars if the fight over tariffs turns into a full-blown trade war. Canada has announced tit-for-tat tariffs in response to the new U.S. duties on steel and aluminum. Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland.
I cannot emphasize enough the regret with which we take these countermeasures. We are acting very much in sorrow, not in anger.
The heat is on for the weekend in some 22 states where temperatures are predicted to hit above 90 degrees. For parts of the Northeast, there should be some relief by Monday. For others, it will continue until after the 4th of July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Many people paid big bucks to attend a rare appearance by President Trump's White House predecessor in Los Angeles. With more on the story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Barack Obama speaking in public for the first time in several months, telling Democrats at a fundraiser in Los Angeles on Thursday evening that they have a right to be concerned about the state of America. The president not mentioning President Trump by name in his remarks. However, he suggested Republicans are using fear tactics, and he says fear is powerful. Guests paid $100,000 each just to have their picture taken with the former president. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and advisor to the President Ivanka Trump presented the 18th annual Trafficking in Person report at the State Department. John Clemens reports.
The report highlighted how the Trump administration has been working to elevate the issue of human trafficking. Secretary of State Pompeo listed a number of countries that had improved efforts to end human trafficking in those where it is almost commonplace.
In Iran, trafficking victims are punished. The victims are punished for acts they are forced to commit. For example, sex trafficking victims may face the death penalty for committing adultery. This is a horrible perversion of justice by a corrupt regime.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.